Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the SAFMH Audio Storytellers series. Today we're chatting with Pelani Ama-Kinyabo all about her lived experience and her journey to becoming a self-advocate. We hope you enjoy.
Hi everyone, my name is Pelani Ama-Kinyabo and I reside in Harare, Zimbabwe. So a bit about myself, I'm a creative. I like and I love creating. I'm the sort of person who just loves seeing things start and just blossom into something that is beautiful and amazing. So I grew up in Harare, Zimbabwe, and I have worked for different organizations, but the organization that I'm working for now is called Succeed, and it helps people with psychosocial disabilities like I have. So yes, I practically reside in Zimbabwe. I love the arts. I love singing. I'm a Christian, and yes.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I just love to hear that you're a creative who, yeah, you know, loves the arts to kind of share their story as well, which is great. Maybe you could share just a bit about when and how you were first diagnosed with a mental health condition.
Okay, so in March 2011, that was the day that changed my life forever. So that was the first time I had a manic episode. So a manic episode in my case, I was shouting and screaming. I was out of control. And then my family took me to an annex and they diagnosed me with psychosis. And they said that I have bipolar. So that was the time when I discovered that I had bipolar. So for me, it was different events that happened in my life. So it didn't just start off with just being manic in one day. It was a progression of different stages. It didn't just happen in one day. It took time for it to happen in my case. So yes, it was something that was new in my family. Nobody knew what it was because we didn't have any immediate family who had bipolar. So it was a new experience for everyone.
And can I ask, how did you feel when you received that diagnosis, especially when you say, you know, it's something new for your family? No one in your family had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder before. So what were you feeling that moment you received the diagnosis?
I don't think any of us knew what it was, because when you are in a manic episode and you come down from a manic episode, it's like being really, really joyful, really, really joyful, really, really high, and then you come back down to earth. So it was a new feeling for me, because I then went into a depression. So I didn't understand what exactly was going on with me, and I felt disoriented. I felt like I didn't know what to do with myself anymore, because beforehand I was this joyful, happy person who just loved life, this crazy Pelani who just loved adventure. And then the next moment, I'm just really, really depressed. And I just felt so low. I did not know what to do. I just couldn't explain it. I couldn't understand it because it was a new experience for me. It was a time when there are a lot more questions than answers at that time for me. Like, I was asking myself, why am I feeling so depressed? And the depression is not a depression like, for example, if you lose a job or you lose a relationship or you lose money. It was a depression that was so deep that I could not even explain it myself. I could not understand it myself. So I just felt so low, so low. And I just didn't know what to do and where to start and how to even navigate this new reality of mine.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Pelani. And maybe, you know, you could just share a bit of a description of what it's like to live with your mental health condition.
At first, it was really difficult. It was really difficult because, as I said, from the high, I went to a really low. So 2011, and I would say until 2017, when I got new medication, that's when I'd say I was not normal, but I felt a bit of joy. Before that, I was really, really down and depressed. But as time went on, I learned how to live with it and to embrace it, and not only embrace it, but make the most out of it, you know. And I know that if I didn't have this condition, I wouldn't have worked where I've worked. I wouldn't have done the things that I thought I would never do. I wouldn't have met the people that I've met. So for me, yes, it was so hard, and it's still hard at times, because sometimes you do feel down, you do feel depressed. But my hope, especially one thing that has helped me, is prayer. Just knowing that there is hope out there has helped me a lot manage the condition and live life, you know, like not just always think about it, but just live life and enjoy other aspects of life as well, like work, relationships, going out and having fun and exploring life. So for me, life is not just about the condition, but it's about other aspects as well.
Thanks for that, Pilani. And I love that you alluded to the fact that you still live life, you know, the fact that you do work, you do have relationships, that you are hopeful, and you find that fulfillment in life. And maybe you could just touch on your management plan for your mental health condition, because I think it could really help people.
Okay. I think it's the basics for me, as I said, that my faith is very important to me. I'm just having a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Just that foundation for me helps me just understand things more. It makes me have a grounding. My faith gives me hope. It gives me enlightenment. It gives me purpose. It gives me hope. So my faith is one thing. Another thing is exercise, you know, just walking. I walk like maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Just as I walk, just thinking about good things and lovely things and what I'd want to have in life and what I want to achieve in life and where I want to go. And if I have things that are troubling me, through my walk, I think about them and I process them and I think of solutions and how to go about them so that they don't bother me anymore. Or if I have tasks that I need to do on my walk, that's when I digest everything and my mind clears up, because I'm the sort of person who, especially during the tough times of the diagnosis, the manic episode, I had a million thoughts running in my head and I could not control them. Like, you just think a million thoughts at once. You know, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to do that, you want to do that, you want to do, you know, you touch on this, you touch on that. But then with walking, it just helps me just breathe. Just breathe and take one thought at a time. Another thing is having a good psychiatrist and a psychologist. They help me understand my condition even more, understand what it means to be someone with bipolar, understand that it's not a death sentence. Just understand that you can have a personality. Just because you've been diagnosed does not mean you cannot be an extrovert, for example, or an introvert, or have a character. You know, sometimes I felt that just because I've been diagnosed, I'm not myself anymore, but it doesn't mean that. And family and friends, and just, yeah, having a good people around me who encourage me and who are there for me and who are always rooting for me, who say, you know what, Pilani, we're there for you, we're rooting for you, no matter what you go through, we're there. So just having a good support system. So these are some of the things that helped me through the process.
Thank you so much, Pilani. I think that those are such great strategies, and I think it can really help someone who's listening. So I just want to touch on some of the things that you're currently doing. You know, I met you at a recent WHO conference, and you were sharing a bit more about Aves. You know, and Aves is a global platform and network for persons with lived experience, experts by experience. So maybe you can just share a bit more about when and why you joined Aves, and maybe you can just share a bit more about the work that Aves does.
So I joined mid last year. That's when I joined Avis. So because I worked with Succeed, we were also partnered with Avis. So I reached out to Charlene, who started Avis, and I wanted a mentor. So she said, why don't you just join the platform? Why don't you just join Avis and the platform for people with lived experience? And I was like, oh, okay. So I filled in the forms, I joined, and that's how it started. And that was the beginning of a new journey for me. So Avis Mental Health basically is an international organization that basically builds capacity among people with lived experience through mentorship, peer-to-peer support, and empowerment. It has internal pillars which focus on empowerment, advocacy, and education, and like an external pillar, which is the experts by experience consultancies, where we've moved from service users to service providers. So yeah, we work with stakeholders, global organizations, academic research institutions, and it really, really is led by people with lived experience. So that is a bit about Avis and how I got to join the organization.
As you mentioned, you know, Avis is made up of persons with lived experience, and you said that you reached out to them. So what was it that kind of motivated you to be a self-advocate, to want to be that expert by experience and share your story?
I think because I enjoy being on stage, I must say. I enjoy being on stage and presenting, because before, I didn't say this, but before I used to be in an acting school. So that helped me with stage presence and just being on stage. And I feel more at home actually on stage, be it singing, be it dancing, be it presenting. So for me, advocacy is just the next step in my career. I want to use my story, use what I have to also help other people. I'm like, I have the gift, I have the skill. I might as well use it to help other people who are going through similar situations, or situations where they feel like they need someone to just tell them that don't worry, everything is going to be okay. And don't worry, there's a light out there. And don't worry, things will work out. Just a voice that will tell them that just because you have a condition, it does not mean you cannot thrive. Through my research, just to add, I have found that people think that people with lived experience can only do menial jobs, you know, but I'm here to say you can be more than you think you can be. You can dream and achieve more than you think you can ever achieve. Just because you've been diagnosed with a condition, it does not mean you cannot dream again. It does not mean you cannot thrive again. It does not mean you cannot go beyond what other people think of you, or even beyond your wildest dreams. So I'm there to advocate and to say, you know what? Just because you have a mental condition, it does not mean you cannot be greater than what you think you can be.
So powerful. Thank you, Palani. And I mean, I think going back to when you mentioned when you were first diagnosed, the fact that you felt so low, you were confused, you had very limited understanding of what was going on, to now, you know, using your voice to self-advocate, but also encourage others and to share your lived experience. How would you describe your mental health journey? What would you say it's been like?
It's been interesting, actually, because it went from like a deep, deep depression to like in 2017. That's when I would say my life began to change for the better, because through that journey, that's when I began to laugh again. Because beforehand, I didn't even know what laughter was. I didn't even know how to have a conversation with people. I was in such a deep, deep depression that I would wonder how people can actually laugh. It was something strange to me. So after 2017, when I got the new medication, the world just opened up to me. I could feel music again. Before, in my depression, I could not feel music. Just, you know, when you put music and I'd see people laughing and dancing, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything at all, you know. So from 2017, that's when I began. It was a process, but I began to be me again. So I'm still in the process of being myself, of rediscovering myself, of not rediscovering, but discovering who Pilani is. So it's not a journey. It's not a destination, I should say. It's not a destination for me. It's a journey. It's a time where I'm still in that process of discovering who Pilani is, my dreams, my aspirations, where I want to go, where God is taking me, purpose. I'm still dreaming. I'm still going. So that journey for me has been a journey of just discovery, you know, discovering new things. Like even when I just smell something nice or laugh at something on TV or have a conversation where I'm laughing with someone, those little moments I do not take for granted, because there were times when I could not feel that and I could not enjoy the simplicities of life.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Pilani. Thank you. And maybe I can ask, you know, what is one thing you wish other people knew about mental health conditions?
I think one thing I wish that the other people knew about mental health conditions is that, as I said before, it's not the end. It's not the end. It's actually the beginning of something new. It's because sometimes, like with me before, like a lot of things changed in my life. So I had to adjust a lot of things in my life, like the way I thought, the way I was, who I was. And there were a lot of adjustments. But what I want people to know is that it's not the end. It's a beginning, the beginning of a journey. And it might not be easy, but it's worth it. Just keep on going, keep on hoping, keep on dreaming, and have dreams that you even write down and say you want to achieve. A mental health condition is the beginning of something. It's not the end.
That's great. Thank you. And maybe you can share just a bit about what you're working on next that has you excited.
Well, the Succeed project is almost ending. So it's ending very shortly. And that has been a really nice, really interesting journey. I have met amazing people. I've worked with people with psychosocial disabilities. I have learned a lot, and also with others as well. So that has also been interesting, and working with them. So my next phase after all these projects, I really don't know. I don't know what is next. I don't know what God has planned for me. I don't know, but I'm very much open to collaborations. I'm very much open to speaking engagements, to voiceover work, to research projects, to workshops, to trainings, whatever is out there for me. I'm excited. As I said, I don't know exactly how they're going to manifest, but I'm very excited. I'm very much so open. So as I said, the projects that I'm on are ending, but it's exciting. I'm excited. Like, I don't know what's really going to happen. There are a few personal projects that I'm also working on, but for now, all I can say is I don't know, and I'm excited. Let's see what will come about.
Amazing. Thank you so much for just sharing your journey with us and sharing yourself with us. It's been such a great experience chatting with you. But maybe for your last question, I just want to know, what would your message be for someone with lived experience who maybe is listening to you and thinks, wow, that's something I'd love to do, but they're feeling too shy, or just they feel not important enough to become a self-advocate? What would your message be for them?
I would say go for it. But if you find that it's quite difficult, get a mentor. Look for someone who can mentor you, someone who can guide you, someone who can be there for you, someone who can really guide you through the process and help you discover more of who you are and what you want to advocate for. So that's what I would say. Get a mentor, someone who just, you know, build your confidence up and help you as well decide on the right platforms to share your story or the right places to share your story. Just having that person who is there to stand with you during the transformation.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that, Pilani. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for sharing yourself and your journey with us. We really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome.